to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We know that a baby gets its physical traits from its biological parents. So for individuals seeking sperm donors, what traits are considered the most desirable? Columbia University's Randy Epstein explains why not all sperm is considered the cream of the crop.
I met my niece's 20-something boyfriend for the first time the other night at a kosher steakhouse in New York City. My initial reaction? This guy's got dimples. He could be a sperm donor. I know I shouldn't be thinking sperm, but I was pretty immersed in the stuff when I was researching my book. During a visit to California Cryobank in L.A., I learned that besides dimples, it helps to be 6 feet tall, college-educated, and athletic. As journalists like to say, it's easier to get into Harvard than into a sperm bank. Actually, it's easier to get into a sperm bank if you're already at Harvard, but not vice versa. Sperm, just a blob of DNA with a tail, are more fascinating than I ever imagined. On average, men release 200 million sperm per ejaculate and then replenish the well. I knew that the first sperm that gets to the egg is usually the winner. The rest wither away. But I figured that swimming fast and straight makes a champion. Well, it may work for the Olympics, but not for making babies. A new study suggests that sperm have receptors, a sort of GPS system that helps guide them to their destination. Scientists call it HOR-17-4 and believe that it helps sperm sense the slightly higher temperatures surrounding the egg. That means that when scientists see a zigzagging sperm, it may not be a lost soul, but one with smarts navigating the territory. When you hear about those tough sperm donor requirements, it turns the baby-making business into a competition of sorts. But remember, the goal is to turn these vials into a baby, maybe even one with dimples.
That was Columbia University's Randy Epstein. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Sex laws. Let the handcuffs slip.